what they are calling for, as you may know, Nick, is is uniform pay across London, and in a way that we haven't really had for decades.
What's wrong with that, Mr. Mayor? Well, surely, if I drive a bus in Catford, I should have the same as if I drive a bus in Chiswick.
No. Because for a long time there have been different working conditions, different labour markets, different environments in the leafy suburbs, or the crowded centre, or whatever. There've always been different rates, and my labour.
But not if I'm a tube driver.
My labour predecessor never for a moment interfered with the bus companies and their ability to run the thing in their own way, and for the very sensible reason that to impose a uniform rate across London, Nick, would be incredibly expensive for those bus companies, and it would cost probably more than £100 million. It would mean an increase in they'd be able to run fewer routes.
But Mr. Mayor, if I'm a tube driver, I'm a tube driver.
Yes, if you're a tube driver,
how come it's not the same if I drive a bus, Mr. Mayor?
Because we have different arrangements, and because the tube, after all, is a pretty uniform type of service around the city. As I've laboriously explained, a bus in different environments, a bus will have different working conditions, and there will be
well,
different
volumes.
Well,
you sit at a wheel and you drive the thing, and you open the door and take the money, don't you?
There will be different volumes, there will be different conditions, and it is perfectly reasonable for bus companies to to pay different rates for different routes.
What level of support is there for this strike among the union members?
Which is what they do, and I think it's very telling that the support for this strike is very, very low. It's of the 18,600 people who were eligible to vote, I think only about 3,900 actually voted in favour of it. That's 15.8%. The point that that we're making is one that you'll have heard me say many times, and Patrick McLaughlin announced a policy for the Conservatives on Saturday, which I think is extremely sensible, so that you have a threshold for strikes in key public services. They can only go on strike if 40% of those entitled to vote in the ballot go for strike action. And that seems to me reasonable.
40%.
Don't forget that in New York, land of the free, home of the brave, they don't allow public transport workers to go on strike at all. In Madrid, in Italy, they have very considerable restrictions on the right of public transport workers
to go on strike.